What's up, sunshine? Happy Friday, Friday. It is April 4th. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10 bringing you your news of the day. It's our last show of the week. Then I'm headed to Texas. I'll be bringing the show to you from San Antonio on Monday, the site of this year's Men's Final Four and National Championship game. Can't wait. All right, let's pull up those bootstraps. Lock in now for your 10 minutes of news. We start today with the highly anticipated tariffs announcements by U.S. President Trump that will have a global impact. Tariffs, it's a word we've been hearing a lot of lately. Some elected officials in Washington say tariffs protect American jobs, while others warn they could raise prices. A tariff is a tax on imported goods. Let's say those new shoes you want, or maybe that car your family's been eyeing, is sold by a U.S. company, but the kicks or car aren't actually made in the U.S. Even though you may see an American brand name, it might be manufactured or have parts that are manufactured by a company overseas. That means the U.S. company needs to import those goods or parts. And if the U.S. government imposes tariffs, then the company has to pay more for the import. So, are they going to cover those extra costs out of the kindness of their hearts and keep the price the same? Or are they going to raise the purchase price and make all of us, the consumers, cover the higher costs? When a country places tariffs on products from other nations, it almost always makes those goods more expensive, encouraging people to buy from local businesses instead. President Donald Trump has been a big supporter of tariffs, arguing they protect American workers and bring back manufacturing jobs and reduce reliance on other countries. The president says that if foreign goods become pricier, people will turn to U.S.-made products, boosting the economy and keeping jobs at home. He also says tariffs will reduce the trade federal deficit and even solve the rising childcare costs. Tariffs work by making imports more expensive, right? Which can shield domestic manufacturers from foreign competition. They can also be used as a tool to penalize other countries for unfair trade practices. President Trump says tariffs are paid by other countries and that for far too long they took advantage of American businesses. But not everyone sees it that way. Many others, namely Democrats, argue that tariffs do more harm than good. They say when companies have to pay extra to import materials or products, they often pass those higher costs on to the consumers, and that means those everyday items like the cars, clothes, electronics will probably get more expensive. There's also the risk of a trade war. If the U.S. raises tariffs on another country's goods, that country might retaliate by making American products more expensive for their own people, which could hurt U.S. businesses that rely on selling overseas. Beyond that, tariffs can disrupt supply chains. Many products are made with parts from all over the world. So, if it suddenly becomes more expensive to get those parts, businesses might struggle to keep up with demand. So, are tariffs a smart way to protect American jobs or not? That's the debate. As you can imagine, as is almost always the case in politics, there are many who are in favor of these new announcements, but there are also many who are very against them. As you always hear me say on this show, CNN 10 is where I simply tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. So with that, let's hear from some of the politicians on both sides of this issue.
For years, hardworking American citizens were forced to sit on the sidelines as other nations got rich and powerful, much of it at our expense. But now it's our turn to prosper.
The costs of groceries, the costs of prescription drugs, the cost of gasoline, the costs of buying a car, the costs of buying a house, the costs of furniture, the costs of clothing, everything people buy is going to go up.
But we will charge them approximately half of what they are and have been charging us. So the tariffs will be not a full reciprocal. I could have done that, yes, but it would have been tough for a lot of countries who didn't want to do that.
Donald Trump said he'd reduce prices on day one when he got elected. He's doing just the opposite with these tariffs. He's raising prices through the roof and strangling American families.
Pop quiz hot shot. Near what city in the U.S. is the infamous Alcatraz prison? Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, or San Francisco? If you said San Francisco, you've got this thing on lock. Alcatraz is in the San Francisco Bay and officially closed as a prison in 1963 due to deteriorating conditions and costs, and it's now managed by the National Parks Service. Imagine uncovering secrets hidden for more than a century, lost passages, forgotten structures, and new clues to one of the most infamous prison escapes in history. That's exactly what Pete Kelsey and his team of researchers set out to do at Alcatraz, using cutting-edge technology to peel back the layers of time and create a 3D map of the historic prison. Let's take a look at how this team is mapping the national park before rising sea levels may threaten to change it forever.
We're about to show you part of Alcatraz that hasn't been seen in more than a century. Pete Kelsey was called in to 3D map the infamous island, now under threat from rising sea levels, using a $100,000 drone.
So we sent that thing into some of the worst places you can imagine. Sewer lines, cisterns, up the smokestack at the power plant.
Pete and his team also used robots, and most importantly, LIDAR, cutting-edge laser mapping technology that allowed the team to essentially go back in time and capture data that may save Alcatraz's future.
I mean, think of it like an X-ray or a CAT scan of the entire island, and that's where a lot of discovery potentially can come from, is when you can give scientists, researchers, academics a view that no one has ever seen before. So what we're looking at is a modern building, only about 100 years old, which abuts, which is right up against the original Civil War era gate to Alcatraz. And because they were constructed right up next to each other, this original sign over the gate was blocked, literally blocked. So by cutting a cross-section through this data, like we see here, we see a view that no one has seen in over 100 years.
The team's discoveries have also lifted the veil on the prison's famous 1962 escape.
And this is where this one of the three guys dug his way out of his cell into this corridor. Then they climbed up all these pipes. Every night for weeks, they come up here and start building stuff that they needed for the escape, until on escape night, they got out through this air vent up onto the roof. I've been doing this kind of work for decades and literally all over the world. This project, however, I think it just might be my Mona Lisa.
For today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, did you know that 97% of an orangutan's DNA is the same as ours? And it turns out some of them like to read just like we do. Case in point, meet this little lady, bookish primate at the Memphis Zoo, who was caught flipping through a magazine like she was searching for the latest gossip. But this isn't her first brush with the printed word. She even graced the cover of one in a playful social media post from the zoo earlier this year. Looks like she's got brains and style. All right, y'all. Today's shout out is going to the American School of Ulaanbaatar, Khan Ul in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. We see you bringing the love from all the way on the other side of the world. Rise up. Cue that Friday music, Nader. Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "The future belongs to those who believe in the power of their dreams." Remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm dreaming of San Antonio. Giddy up. Have an awesome weekend, everyone. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.